Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are, be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it. Make sure you guys are always getting your good Going In Raw content every single day. We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steve Larson. We have a bevy of reward tiers, including the Friendo Care Package tier, $20, just one $20.
Did you do it?
Pledge in a month.
Are you going to produce the comic book?
Look at all this stuff you get.
Wow.
This is what you get, all right?
Wow.
First up, I'm going to go through this real quick. Oh, turn this thing off. There we go. First up, you got the Going In Raw sticker.
Wow.
You put that on your laptop or something, right? Second up, you got Steve and Larson stickers.
Wow.
Like this. Look at those guys. Look
wow.
at that. A little shock Steve and then Larson's face right there. An autographed postcard. And then on the back, I put your name on it saying, thanks, your name.
Yeah.
Their name.
Main event, though.
This is great. Look at this. The Steve and the Going In Raw comic book.
Wow.
Look at that right there. 32 pages of great. A new adventure of Steve and Larson with all sorts of great stuff.
Amazing.
Look at that. There's even, you get to find out what happened right after Mecha Santa beat Top Notch. Yeah.
Whoa.
Look at that. All sorts of great stuff.
There's
a giant
cool
frog in there.
No, it's actually really neat.
And then finally, you have to choose. This is what we put our patrons through. You have to choose. You get a poster.
Oh, that's an easy choice.
Either to Mecha Santa or
that's the
Top
right
Notch Super Best right there.
Right choice right there.
There you go.
Wow.
So that's a Friendo Care Package.
Yeah, it's actually a great deal.
It's the best deal.
You did good work value on that comic book.
Thank you very much. I'm anxious to do another one. Anyways, and then we also got like a t-shirt. Anyways, so yeah, it's all good stuff. Right there, patreon.com/Steven Larson. Also, hey, great way. If you don't want to kick in money, if you don't have money, that's fine. If you really want to support Going In Raw in another way, hop on your little podcast iOS app and then leave us a rating or a review or whatever podcast app you might use to listen to Going In Raw.
That'd be great, too.
Also, Pro Wrestling Tees. You can get this blank white t-shirt.
Oh, I have my Booker t-shirt on today.
I decided all like super comfy.
I know. I noticed that. The first thing I said
white
when I walked in is you look like you're wearing very comfy pants.
Yeah, man. Yeah, my pants are comfy. My mother-in-law got me these. Super comfy.
Nice.
The elastic's gone, though. So when I try to jog in them, they just fall down.
And oh, you mean around the waist?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's. So
then I'm just like the guy running around with his butt crack showing.
Yeah, that's problematic.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, make sure we're still recording. Okay, good. OBS was being weird today. Anyways.
Oh, we're here to talk
about
SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, we're here to talk about SmackDown. That's right. I forgot. We're not here to just talk about
it. It was actually, for the most part, a relatively enjoyable show.
I'm not going to say it like righted the ship because it's still weird, but they can't just, stop on a, turn on a dime, basically.
Pivot.
They can't just pivot automatically.
Yeah. But all in all, there were some good matches.
Yeah. I feel like that. What do you think about the Daniel Bryan thing? I feel like it seems a bit more, maybe a little bit more directional. I mean, he didn't do anything that was overtly.
No.
Like face. He was a bit just more heelish, kind of. He was
kind
a bit more dickish.
Slightly.
A little bit.
But then Shane was too.
I felt Shane a bit more tonight than I felt Daniel
Especially
Bryan.
That backstage segment after the main event was made.
Yeah, that made a little more sense. I feel
Shane
like
Shane was really dismissive of anything Daniel Bryan had to say.
Right.
And
I feel like
said, I question your decision making.
I feel like they simplified it a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think. Anyways, we'll run it down. Maybe we'll figure it out. We're on the road to where this is the last stop before the Rumble.
Yeah, we gotta do our predictions today.
That's always fun.
Yeah. Confidence points.
I don't know why
worked
I said
so well
that
last time.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that so sarcastically. That's gonna be fun. Anyways,
wow.
What?
No, that's why you're showing off the.
Oh yeah!
The,
wow!
Wow! Really, my enthusiasm was genuine. I was just being.
I thought this
silly
this promo at the beginning kind of lasted a little too long.
Yeah, it was about 15 minutes of promo, but at least they try to develop characters.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. They come down, they're part of the Yep movement.
Yeah, they expound the virtues of the Yep movement.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how they're going to be the first co-WWE champions.
Yeah.
co-holders of the WWE Championship.
Well, it's been done with the Intercontinental Championship.
Yes, but not the WWE title.
Correct.
You know, there seemed a bit more fire.
Yeah, a little bit.
With this, because a lot of times they'd come out and do their promos, and it seems like, I don't know, they're kind of just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This seemed to have a bit more intensity to it.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles comes out. They replay the clip of him saying, why don't you just make it a handicap match?
Yeah.
And say, oh, you're also a man of your word. Check out what you said last week. And he said, well, I'll fight both of them the same night.
Mm-hmm.
Back-to-back matches.
Yeah.
And they said again, they challenged him, are you a man of your word?
Yeah.
Are you going to do this? Daniel Bryan comes out. Oh, he says, Owens says, this is what we're going to do. This is what I want. AJ versus me, Kevin Owens first, and then AJ versus Sami Zayn afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan comes out. And
he says, yes, a handicap match is difficult, but I have faith. And he does like a really sarcastic.
And AJ says, I don't need you to vouch for me anymore.
Yeah, he says, stop advocating for me, Daniel.
Yeah. And he questions whether Daniel Bryan's allegiance lies with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
You might be in bed with these dirtbags.
Yeah.
Is what he said.
Yeah.
How
do you feel about AJ calling them Cammy?
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It's so cheesy.
It's terrible.
Very corny.
It's terrible.
I don't like it at all because it's not really a burn.
No.
Yeah, I'm not huge on that, but I just try to put it out of my head. Then Daniel Bryan. Oh, so then AJ kind of cuts off Daniel Bryan and says, fine, I'll take on both of you tonight in back-to-back matches. And then Daniel Bryan says, okay, fine. Daniel Bryan goes backstage. Shane confronts him and says, Daniel?
On the eve of the
seriously
Royal Rumble, you're going to do this.
You're going to make AJ Styles the WWE champion. Do this? He always seems so congested.
Yeah.
Anyways, and Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan then says something along the lines of, that's not what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Did that mean that's not why he went out there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because it wasn't Daniel Bryan who made the match.
Right. AJ interjected. Yeah. So.
But yet Shane said, I question your decision making. Oh, he says, Daniel Bryan says, I'm like, well, you know, if you question AJ's decision making, taking it with him. And Shane says, it's not his decision making, I question.
This kind of backstage segment is what's so infuriating about the WWE product in general. I hate these things. They never feel natural. You can see people just remembering their lines. Mm-hmm. And it's not how two people would actually talk to each other.
No.
Like, Shane would come up to him and say, this is seriously. I mean, he would say kind of the same words. But Daniel Bryan would be, I think he'd be kind of passionately defended. Dude, I didn't go out there to say that. This wasn't what I'm going to say. But instead, it's just really stilted, really scripted, and it just doesn't work.
No.
I can't stand that stuff.
No good.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I got the point across. Shane McMahon thinks that Daniel Bryan really he questions his ability.
Yes.
Kind of alluded to that.
Yes. Next, first match of the night, Jey Uso versus Chad Gable. Fun match.
Oh, that's a fun match, yeah.
Chad Gable's a good wrestler.
There's a couple of good matches.
Yeah, this was good. The Nakamura Corbin match was good.
That was cool.
Until it ended abruptly, and the main event was good. Sami Zayn, AJ Styles was really good,
yeah.
So there's some good wrestling.
Yeah. Jey Uso versus Chad Gable was a lot of fun. Chad Gable won with a German
suplex.
The
rolling German suplex thing he does now, which is amazing.
He was suplexing that dude, Jey Uso, all over the place. Which is great.
It's a good match.
So they're going to be fighting at the Rumble for the tag titles.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Next up, Shinsuke Nakamura was being interviewed. What is your strategy, Shinsuke, to win the Rumble?
Knees to faces.
Knees to the face. Next guy, knee to his face. Next guy, knee to his face. And then Baron Corbin says, hype, 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 hype. Hey.
Yeah.
Everything you do is hype.
Yeah.
I'm going to win Rumble. You're not going to win Rumble.
It was great.
Yeah, it was pretty great. He's all like, he's getting orange. That guy, he's taking like Dolph's spray tan or something because he's getting a little on the orange side. But I don't care. I love Baron. I think he's great. I'm going to send him a T-shirt.
Oh, that'd be phenomenal.
It'd be awesome.
So Nakamura said, you know, let's have a match tonight. And it happened.
Yeah, he said, let's rumble tonight. It was cool.
Next, Ty Dillinger iPhone promo. It was pretty neat when he was going to say the Rumbles be a perfect 10. But he had one hand occupied with phone.
Yeah.
So he was trying to work it all out. And so he just did that.
You are the perfect five now. This is my favorite thing about it, is that this is so far two promos that I've seen over the past couple of weeks where a wrestler who had a really crappy 2017 says, 2017 had some ups and downs for me. No Way Jose said the exact same thing. Hey, yeah. 2017 ups and downs for No Way Jose. Come on, man. It's a bunch of downs. You're gone most of the time. My favorite part of this Ty Dillinger iPhone promo was I got a Snapchat from Cannon Grant, and it was him videotaping Ty Dillinger. He says, "What are you talking about, man? You're not going to win the Rumble." I get Cannon Grant commentary. It's great. Anyways,
fantastic.
Yeah, it is. You can't disagree with that.
He's not going to win the Rumble.
Is he even going to come out at number 10?
I hope so. That should just be his spot every year.
I guess. I don't know. Poor Ty. I love Ty.
Yeah,
I really
fantastic.
Wish that they would do something with him.
Next, we had Naomi versus Liv Morgan. Mm-hmm. Liv Morgan was joined ringside by the Riot Squad.
Yep.
But pretty soon into this match, Natalya, Carmella, Lana, and Becky Lynch all made their way to ringside.
It all just turned into a mini Rumble.
More or less.
Yeah, because it just ended like, did Liv actually win? Who won?
No, Naomi won actually won. Sunset Flip.
Okay.
And then the Riot Squad got in the ring, attacked Naomi.
Yeah.
Becky comes in, make the save, kind of welcoming committee come in.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of brawling. At the end, Becky and Naomi stand tall in the ring, and then Becky tries to throw Naomi off over the top rope.
Well, yeah, because weren't people just throwing people over the rope the entire time?
Yeah,
yeah, so they were alluding to the Rumble, obviously.
Yeah. And then Charlotte comes out, drops a promo.
Yeah. She said, "Good luck to all of you, but most of all, good luck to the winner," which was kind of awkward, but then you realize she's talking about whoever has to face her.
Yes.
Good luck to that person
yes.
taking this.
Yes, exactly.
I love Charlotte. I think she's great. But again, here's the thing. Again, she comes out and says all the scripted stuff, but then you get that mixed match challenge. You haven't seen that video yet, have you? It's so great with her and Bobby Roode, and she's like saying, "Bobby, come on, I want to use your robe." And he's like, "No, I don't get it." And it's so charming. And we saw actually a really charming Bobby Roode this week.
Yeah, we did.
Because of the New Day.
Yeah.
Because they'll make anybody charming.
Yeah.
Anyways, next up we had Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin.
Good match.
This is actually a really, really fun match. It was pretty physical. They went to the outside a little bit. It was cool. Why is it? Answer me this question. Why is it TV? Because it can't be easy to coordinate a Randy Orton RKO out of nowhere to really make it look like it's out of nowhere. But yet there are so many other TV botches, they always get him perfect.
I'm assuming they rehearse that before the show starts.
This was fantastic.
Oh, it was great.
I'm sure they rehearse a lot of things before the show starts.
Doesn't seem like it.
That's actually a good point. That could be the case. But anyways, at one point, Shinsuke, towards the finish of the match, had Kinshasa lined up for Baron.
He was approaching Kinshasa.
Yeah.
Was intercepted by Orton and RKO'd out of nowhere.
It was like a drive-by.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that was
the timing
great.
On it was perfect.
The timing on it was, and the TV direction on it was perfect, too. I was sitting there, I was like, oh, cool, about to see Baron. Oh, my God.
Out of nowhere.
Oh, I loved it. It was
like
great.
Randy just kind of like either fell from the sky or sprouted up from the ring or teleported in the ring. You didn't see him
coming
to frame.
It was great.
He was just there.
Yeah, he was just there all of a sudden. So that was awesome.
And then Baron tries to do something. He gets an RKO, too.
He gets an RKO, too, and Randy Orton stands tall. Randy Orton's winning the Rumble.
Confirmed?
Theoretically, this should mean that he's not going to win.
I know.
Yeah.
But I was really hoping Nakamura would get that win, get a little bit of momentum going into
Baron,
the Rumble.
I want Baron to win the Rumble. Who do you want to win the Rumble?
Finn Balor.
Yeah, me too. After him, it's Baron. No, after him, it's... Wait, is Jinder in the match? Jinder's in the match, right?
I think so.
I think it's... Did you see the Becky Lynch video? Again, another great mixed match challenge.
Yeah.
Where Becky's backstage, she's getting herself hyped up. Jinder comes in, and he's got a box. And he says, "Here, this is from Sammy." And as he's walking, and she's like, "Oh." And as he's walking out the door, "You're welcome." He keeps on going. Then she puts on the hat, or she says, "Maybe I'll wear it later." And then she looks at the note and says, "Becky, you'll understand when you put the hat on, wear it now." So she puts it on, and then she like terrorizes some guy walking by with a drink, and he spills it. So like the hat is like the heel thing.
Yeah.
It was great, but Jinder's cameo was hilarious.
That's funny. I'll have to check it out.
I want Jinder to win.
I'm trying to think. Who is the one person in the match that Ty. I want Ty to win. No chance he's going to win.
That would be so bad. The whole crowd would be like,
"No, man."
They'd be waiting for some like a 31 to come out.
No, man.
Like CM Punk or something.
Love it. They would love it if Ty won.
Nobody would love that. Last year, yes. This year, no. Next up, we had the New Day come out, and they gave a proper introduction to the new United States champion, Bobby Roode. He came down.
See, this, but I feel like this segment was marred by bad TV direction because they cut to the announce table while I think Bobby Roode was dancing with the New Day.
Yeah, they did. They totally did because he was looking at them and you can tell he was right about to do it. And then they cut to the announce table and they cut back and they're all just happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That was annoying. But they get RKO. It was perfect.
Yeah.
The greatest thing about this entire thing was two things, actually. The New Day, because as Bobby's coming down, they're dancing, they're air guitaring the glorious thing.
Great.
That was awesome. He drops a actually pretty good promo.
Yeah, he did.
Where he says it's when my reign is going to be absolutely, and then the New Day chime in with their own words that aren't glorious.
Yeah.
That was great. Then
they all do the glorious together.
They all do the glorious together. Jinder's music hits. The New Day continue to dance to Jinder's music, and then Rusev's music hits. And when he comes out and he runs and does the Machka thing, it cuts to Kofi and he goes like this. they're it's so much fun watching them.
I know.
It's so refreshing. It's so great. I love them. They're so awesome.
They're fantastic.
And then during the match, this is the other thing that I love. During the match, Aiden English was like singing to the crowd.
Yeah.
Well, that was great.
That was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. Anyway, speaking of Aiden English, he ate the pin.
Yeah, that seems to be his role in Rusev Day.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
It was actually pretty cool that he had Bobby Roode hitting the glorious DDT, followed up by... Oh, Spinebuster, sorry. Mm-hmm. Spinebuster followed up by Xavier Woods hitting his top rope elbow.
Yeah.
Fun match.
Yeah.
Next, our co-main event, AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, before the match starts. As Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are walking to the ring together, Shane McMahon comes out and says, if either of you interfere in your respective matches, you're fired.
You're fired.
And more or less bars him from ringside.
Yeah, right.
Pretty early on, Owens goes for a cannonball. AJ gets out of the way, and they were trying to say that Owens got his leg caught in something.
Yeah, he started selling his
leg injury. Styles puts him in the calf crusher right away.
And immediately taps out. Yeah.
And he rolls out of the ring selling leg injury. Sammy immediately, again, seemingly teleporting out of nowhere, is in the ring and attacks Styles. Mm-hmm. And there's like a prolonged attack that lasts the whole commercial break.
Yeah.
And yet the ref does nothing seemingly to stop it.
Right, yeah.
So finally, the ref separates them. By the time we're back from commercial break, he's asking AJ, can you wrestle?
Mm-hmm.
Are you up to this? AJ says, yeah, I can do it. And the ref calls for the bell and starts the match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there was literally like a 5-minute beatdown before the match starts.
Yeah.
Why are they letting that pass?
Because the refs are useless, man. They're so useless. That's why it cracked me up so much on the Raw thing when Kurt Angle's like, look, ref, like it's not even Kyoto. It's not even like, I don't know, who's another good ref? It's like, I forget who this dude is. I don't even think it's John Cohn. It's some other guy. And he's like, look, you're 5'6", 153 pounds. You need to stop Braun, Kane, and Brock from getting things out of control. Probably not going to happen. Anyways. So the match actually starts. AJ mounts a comeback, but keeps on getting distracted by the
medical team looking after Kevin Owens.
Who's like super selling that leg.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. At one point, he kicks Sammy on the outside off the apron. And rather than go focus attention on Sammy, he goes and lays a couple kicks into Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Gets back in the ring. Sammy gets the upper hand again. And the finish saw a similar situation. Styles is on the outside of the ring. Rather than focus his energy and his attention on Sammy, goes, at this point, they put Kevin Owens on a gurney.
Yeah.
He flips the gurney over.
Yeah.
And then he gets back in the ring, eats a Huluva kick and a Blue Thunderbomb.
That was cool, yeah. For the finish. Yeah, yeah, the Blue Thunderbomb was the finish. That was
Sammy
cool.
got the win with Blue Thunderbomb.
Yeah. No, it was cool. I liked it. I liked
it. It was a really good match,
thing.
Too.
I thought it, you know, this is the kind of thing, like this kind of AJ Styles where, you know, he's going like, because so, for example, when he had the calf crusher on Owens, he wouldn't give it up.
Yeah.
Like the ref had to stop, and then Sami Zayn came in. And I kind of like this. This is what I want more from, like, Roman Reigns, for example, you know?
Reaching their breaking point.
Right, exactly. Reaching their breaking point. Like, people will still cheer for you. You're still good if you're, you know, if you're...
Take out your frustrations on heels.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Essentially.
So, yeah, you're right. It was a decent episode of SmackDown. I think they have a ways to go. I don't know. I don't know if it's...
Well, this one episode did a lot more to build some actual heat for the main event at Normal than the previous weeks.
Right, yeah.
There's been reports that Kevin Owens is dealing with some sort of nagging back injury.
Oh, no kidding.
So maybe him getting hurt at SmackDown is a way to kind of not necessarily ride him out of their match at Rumble, but to have Sami Zayn kind of carry the load a bit.
Right.
I mean, I would fully expect AJ to pick up the win.
Yeah, of course.
Still, but that could be why he, in the end, takes advantage of Kevin Owens' injury and picks up the win for himself.
I mean, this should theoretically be the last we see of... this storyline before, you know, I mean, you know, after the Rumble, I think that it's like in my head, I'm thinking it's going to be somebody from SmackDown winning the Rumble.
Well, here's the thing. The announced main event for Fastlane, I think, is that five-way title match. Mm-hmm. AJ, Nakamura, Orton, Owens, and Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, card subject to change, as always. Mm-hmm. But that's been advertised for the main event for Fastlane.
Yeah.
So, if one of those five win the Rumble,
mm-hmm.
why would they have the title match before the Rumble? Or, sorry, before Mania?
Wasn't Daniel Bryan supposed to be a guest ref at some match?
Yeah. They just had a thing on. I saw on Twitter about that.
No, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about that. Yeah. But I don't remember what that was. What does Twitter say?
No, I just saw something like advertised in the future. Maybe it's next month.
I don't remember. there's Fastlane, but there's also is an Elimination Chamber before.
That's a Raw pay-per-view.
That's before Mania.
Yeah.
Right?
Those are the only two pay-per-views before Mania, yeah.
Okay. And that's got, I mean, that obviously has the Elimination Chamber match.
Yeah.
Which could be for...
Now, that seems like, with Roman losing the Intercontinental title, definitely seems like if the six people they advertised for that show are participants in the Elimination Chamber match, that seems like it's got to be a number one contendership for something.
You would think so, yeah. Huh.
But I don't think Balor is advertised for that match.
Hmm.
If I remember correctly. I could be wrong. Man. I think it was Seth. Well, of course, it was Dean at first. Seth, Dean, Roman, Miz, Braun.
Hmm.
Maybe. I don't remember. I'll look into it again.
Interesting. I mean, all that is subject to change anyway.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. I just... Because I get the feeling... Here's my thing. Let me ask you something. Do you think that they're going to ensure that there's going to be... they're going to split the Rumbles in terms of, like, the women's Rumble is going to be from one brand, the winner, and then the other one? Do you think they care about that? Is that, like, a priority?
Wait, say that again?
Do you think that Vince... thinks that one brand needs to win one of the Rumbles and the other brand has to. You don't think so? That they'd be cool with like Raw winning both Rumbles?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, here you go. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Finn Balor is announced for the number one contendership match.
Okay.
So it's Reigns, Ambrose, Rollins, Balor, Samoa Joe, and The Miz. But of course, two of those participants mm-hmm. are injured.
Yeah.
So they might have to change things up anyways.
Yeah.
And they were just advertised as being at the show, not necessarily in the Elimination Chamber match.
Mm-hmm.
So interpret that how you will.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
A lot of unknowns. You want to talk about mixed match challenge?
Yeah, sure. Why not? There was Carmella and Big E wearing a... Big E had matching attire with Carmella.
Well, the entire
Carmella.
New Day.
Yeah. And that was really cute.
They all had Money in the Bank lunchboxes.
That's right. That was really cool. I liked it. I love this mixed match challenge.
I do too.
I really hope they make it a yearly thing, even if they lose the Facebook thing.
Yeah, same here. The numbers were down quite a bit, I've read, because the first one was about 130,000, and I think this one was peaked about 90.
Yeah. When I was watching, it was like 87, I think. So, but, that sounds right.
I watched it this morning,
mm-hmm.
so who knows what VOD will add to those numbers.
Yeah, I don't know. No, it was fun. It was a fun match. I mean, we got to hear Mike Chioda call the finish. That was great. Asuka's going over, wrap it up, go to the finish. And they did.
Yeah, within a matter of a minute.
Exactly.
See, I heard that, but I didn't know who said it.
Oh, really?
But I heard it clear as day, yeah.
You didn't look at Chioda? Chioda was the only one like facing the camera.
Oh, I didn't notice.
When it happened.
I was watching the
Here's the thing, though. The rope... Like, was the rope in the foreground was kind of, like, right here at him, so it was kind of unclear. Like, I thought, you know, it wasn't like a close-up or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But around that point, I heard a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I mean, not commentary, obviously. And obviously, no one in the crowd would call the finish of the match.
So right. We should start doing that. Let's go front row and start saying, Asuka's going over. Wrap it up.
I know. Take it home.
Take it home. Go to the finish.
Because I didn't know if someone on commentary was, you know, covered their mic and said something to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I suspected.
I got you.
But if it's
cute. So I only knew about it because I was on Twitter. Somebody mentioned it. And then I was like, well, where in the match did it happen? And they were like, yeah, towards the finish. And I was like, well, obviously. And so I loaded it back up and I went there and I was like, oh my God, there it is. And I think they had pointed out that it was Chioda, so I was looking for it.
Yeah, I was listening to it on headphones and I heard it clear as day.
Yeah. It was fun though. It was cool. Big E and Carmella, they were great. All their little lead up videos were mm-hmm. great. Her working out with pancakes was great. Miz and Asuka, their little videos were adorable also. I love these things. They're great.
Oh, they're fantastic. All the character work everybody's doing in these matches so far has been top notch.
Because it's just, I think it's just them. Like, it's not even character work. Really. I think it's just them.
The guy who's booking all this is the same guy. I don't know if he's still writing SmackDown, but the former NXT writer. I read that. Yeah,
that's interesting.
So maybe he's just telling them, here, just do this.
I love that. I love whenever anybody...
So it's more spontaneous.
It's weird, man. Or maybe it's not weird. Whenever anybody gets out of Vince's purview, seemingly.
Things are more interesting.
It feels like they're more fun. And more, more interesting. Ooh, we got that NXT tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Gargano versus the Velveteen Dream.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a good night of wrestling for me. I haven't watched 205 Live yet. Man, looking forward to that main event.
That Cedric Mustafa Ali match. You know, Cedric liked my tweet.
Oh, I didn't notice
from
that.
From the @real going in raw account.
Cool.
I said something very nice. Anyways, Asuka made Carmella tap out.
Yes.
But it was fun stuff. What's happening next week on Mixed Match Challenge?
Braun and Alexa.
Oh, that's right, versus Sammy and Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Oh, and their little videos that they did to set it up afterwards were great, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, Braun smiled. He's got the best smile. Anyways.
Yeah.
Probably answer some questions.
Yeah, let's answer some questions. That sounds like a great idea.
Let's answer some questions.
Great idea. Let's
see what people have to ask us.
Deontay Soignier. Orton is finally heel. Power rank.
What?
Hold on. His 5 best up-and-coming talents for him to face and then go over at Mania. He didn't get a heel reaction. He got a huge pop for RKOing everybody.
That is not a heel thing.
That's just Orton being Orton, I think. Anyways, let's answer the question anyways.
Okay.
5 best up-and-coming talents for him to face and then go over at Mania, a la Wyatt last year. Well, Nakamura has to be.
Yeah, Nakamura is number one. That's terrible. Wow.
That might be the match at Mania.
Nakamura versus Orton?
Yeah.
That's a bad idea. That's such a bad idea. That would kill Nakamura. I usually am not the guy to say he's being buried, but that would totally bury Nakamura. Because Orton's not. The crowd is not going to accept him as a heel.
Oh, no.
I don't think they would.
No.
He'd have to do, what did he do? He burned down a guy's house last year. Nobody took that as a heel.
I guess Corbin, you have to add to that list.
Yeah, okay. I could see that. It'd be worse if Orton was trying to work heel against a heel Baron Corbin.
I know. Who else?
Like Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn.
It's pretty much anybody.
Yeah, pretty much anybody. Yeah, pretty much. Did you imagine if he took on AJ Styles at Mania and then won the title off AJ Styles?
Oh, my gosh.
That's worst case. I think that might be worst case scenario.
Is that worse than the Bray situation?
Yeah.
Boring heel Randy Orton or boring face Randy Orton being interesting face AJ Styles for the WWE title at Mania?
Yeah.
That would be the worst case scenario.
Yeah, because everybody beats Bray.
I know.
You know? AJ's a unique talent.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible.
AO Worm, what will SmackDown do for their 1,000th episode celebration?
I like Sid Swami's answer. Pizza party.
Oh, that's a great idea. How about this? I had an idea and I lost it. Sorry.
It was SmackDown. Oh, they all 6-man tag matches to celebrate Teddy Long's
tenure.
Great idea.
See, there you go. That's better. Whatever.
This match is now a 6-man tag match. Playa.
That's better. Whatever I thought of and then forgot.
I don't know if Vicky Guerrero was known for anything. Like she had a lot of romances.
You'd have to have. Well, I think we talked about this yesterday. You have to have Heyman bring back Lesnar, Angle.
Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah. Undertaker.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Have Undertaker come out and cut another weird promo.
Yeah.
All the souls who died here at SmackDown, you may now rest in peace. I'm starting a religion. They don't have to pay taxes.
Joshua, the Dynamic Knight Martinez. Hey, friendos, with the Women's Royal Rumble probably bringing in new talent, could we possibly get women's tag belts with the influx of women's talent? Even if it's only in NXT, that'd be great.
I would love that, man. They signed so many of the women from the Mae Young Classic. That's what they need to get to doing. Here's my thing, man. The Iconic Duo, they're great. I really don't want to get, I really don't want Billie Kay to get lost in the shuffle.
Same.
Because she's, I think she literally has, if you watch those iconic duo, like hashtag iconic duo videos.
Yeah.
That they've been doing on their iPhones. She has such, and Peyton Royce is great too, but Billie Kay has such great comedic talent. Like her comedic timing is maybe the best on the roster, like the entire WWE. She's so awesome.
Master of memes, Blake Whitehouse, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad does SmackDown need the superstar
what
shakeup?
What number is more than 10?
Well, there's a lot.
Are there a lot of numbers after 10?
Yeah, quite a few, in
What's
fact.
The biggest one?
More numbers after 10 than before.
Yeah, whatever the biggest number is, that's how bad. It does. I do think that, look, it's kind of obvious that creative needs some sort of inspiration, man.
They feel like they're kind of exhausting the feuds they have.
I think, yeah, they need an infusion or a shakeup of talent. Absolutely.
Yeah. Jason the Cabbie, how long is SmackDown Live's writing staff going to keep spinning their wheels? It's getting real stale.
I agree, man. I think until they do the shakeup. So, I mean, hopefully whatever happens at the Rumble will take us into, you know, hopefully the road to Mania.
It's more interesting than the road to Rumble was.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully that'll spur some creativity once they get rid of this whole Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens stuff. Dong Diggler, who does Bobby Roode face at Mania for the United States title if he keeps it? He's saying he would argue for Rusev.
That'd be good.
I would love that. I feel like that's kind of a pre-show thing, but I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That could be good.
Da-da-dun-dun.
Rusev Day!
Because then Rusev, like, I'd want Rusev to win, too.
Yeah, same.
And he can pick up on the thread of, like, greatest U.S. champion ever.
He can come out in a tank again.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Bronze grappling hook. Based on what they did after the Rumble, who are the worst Royal Rumble winners ever?
Oh, man. Let's find some names.
Yes.
Because didn't Lex win it?
Lex
co-won it.
Yeah, with
right?
Bret Hart.
So I would say right there is probably the worst two winners in the history. Luger and... Did Vince win it 1 year?
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. List of win... Wait, where's the list of winners? Come on, damn you.
Well, let's take the first... Let's just address it since the winner got a title shot.
Okay. Jeez, man. I just want like a list of the friggin' winners. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, scroll down.
Oh, here we go.
Orton last year. Triple H the year before that, probably.
Yokozuna. Let's see here. Mr. McMahon winning. That's terrible. I mean, in terms of worst people, Chris Benoit's on there. Ew, Alberto Del Rio and Sheamus won it back to back. That's terrible. I like Sheamus now, actually. But Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, did you see that they announced the venue for Rumble 2019?
And it is...
in Phoenix.
Ooh.
Chase Field, the baseball stadium.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
What's capacity in a place like that?
I think I read 40,000.
Wow.
But I think that's for baseball.
Yeah.
That's not taking
account. Oh, yeah, yeah. The field, basically, yeah. Huh? Oh, my goodness.
So, I don't know, 55,000 maybe?
Wow. Roman Reigns.
That's not that far away. We can do the Rumble, yeah.
What's the answer? I want to go to the Rumble. What's the answer?
You do or don't?
I don't know, man. It's outside.
No, I mean, this
is it a dome?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a dome?
It's got a retractable dome on it, I believe.
That's different. That's better. Well, get us front row, and then I'll go. It's either Yokozuna, Bret Hart, and Lex Luger. I don't know. I think it's Mr. McMahon.
Yeah, it's Mr. McMahon.
That's terrible.
That's the right answer.
When did Rey Mysterio was cool. He was cool back then anyways. Or Alberto Del Rio. I don't remember what my reaction was, although I think I remember watching that house.
No, we weren't watching that at my house.
Really?
No, I wasn't really watching wrestling much back then. You were into Del Rio back then.
In 2011, we weren't doing Tree of Woe yet?
I think it was until after that year's Mania.
Oh, that was January. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you're right.
You were into Del Rio back then, though.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
I was never into Del Rio.
You were.
I'm retconning my history.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to get this name wrong. Hamalainen.
I'm going to say it's Hamalainen.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Antti Hamalainen.
Yeah. Which one would you like to see win the Rumble this year? We have three options: Reigns, okay, Orton, or Cena. I'm going to say Orton. I'm going to keep with that, saying that, so it doesn't happen.
I think him standing tall means it's not going to happen.
You're going to say Reigns just to get it over with, huh?
No. Cena. I'm going to say Cena. Because then we might get a build, and I like his promos. I like Cena.
He just said good. He's not going to be involved in any more stories, though. He just said that yesterday.
I don't think he's going to win the Rumble. So, I mean, but if I had a choice, it'd be Cena. I mean, between Reigns, I definitely don't want Reigns to win.
No.
He's probably going to win. That's annoying. God, I do not want that to happen. I really don't want Orton to win either.
No.
Even though, look, man, I can get excited by his RKOs out of nowhere, but it's just, God, I don't want him in the title hunt. Number one, you don't need Randy Orton in the title hunt. He can do so many other cool things.
He could. Like, take over the Wyatt family and call him the Orton family.
Hamza Hilal. If Nakamura doesn't win the Rumble, what are they going to do with him next?
Feud with Randy Orton.
Orton. If they had a good story for that, if they had like a good build for that,
yeah,
that'd be cool. But if it's just like, I don't know, a lot of RKOs, that might be annoying.
Sexton Hardcastle, do you guys think it's at all possible Carmella cashes in on Charlotte during the mixed match challenge?
No. No, no. That is firmly out of canon.
Yeah.
Oh, good question, Nathan Ragland. Who else would you want to see compete for or win a singles championship as co-champions? As Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, of course, are trying to do at the Rumble.
New Day.
Yeah, that's like number one, totally. I really am kind of disappointed they didn't win the United States Championship. That would have been cool. I wouldn't mind seeing...
Matt and Jeff Hardy.
Yes, wonderful. Brother Nero, you make that. Man, yeah, I saw that tweet that he put up with this whole family saying, I'm going back to the compound.
Is there anybody else?
Oh, this is a good question here. Super Nerdy Sama. I just had a really scary thought about the Roman Reigns experiment. We've all known about his main event setup with Brock since before even last year's Mania. Hey, going back to Mania 31.
Yeah.
And with everything up to recent times has pointed towards the experiment finally hurtling towards its conclusion. With the injury of Dean Ambrose halting the Shield reunion and undoing the rocket that would have gotten Reigns over, do you think this means we're doomed to repeat the experiment next year? Since Vince may feel he wants to get it exactly right before he moves on.
That is a horrifying thought.
That is a terrifying thought, but it's not out of the question.
It's not. So say Reigns is the man that finally conquers the beast.
I'm the man.
He beats Lesnar, takes that belt. Like, who else are they going to put? Are they going to build up Braun over the entire year to kind of take Lesnar's spot just to have Reigns beat Braun, the main event of Mania?
I kind of feel it's Reigns versus Brock or nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, Brock is the one, he's the one constant in this equation, whoever takes it off of whoever. Like, let's say Roman tomorrow is popped for, like, another steroid thing, right? And it's, like, horrible. Like, what if he's selling him out of his locker in the freaking back room? I'm just joking, but, you know, I'm giving you a hypothetical. Braun is the guy. Like, we have to agree. Braun is totally the guy.
Yeah.
He has to fight Brock.
Yeah.
Whoever takes it is gonna it's gonna be from Brock.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny. I didn't even realize that. Sexton Hardcastle says, do you guys think it was a misstep on WWE's part to put the Usos on a ride along advertisement this week? It's a little bit of a, you know, oblivious marketing there.
Yeah. Karen, after the Rumble, how would you match up the women for storylines that are exclusive from the title picture? She says, I know this would be contingent on your pick to win the Rumble, but what would you like to see for everyone not gunning for Charlotte if she's still champ by then? So let's assume Charlotte will still be champion going into Mania. That seems like a safe assumption. And to say, well, I mean, I think we both feel like there's probably two winners of the Rumble. It's either Asuka or it's Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
The only,
I think Becky Lynch is probably an outside favorite,
yeah,
too.
She's the only one from SmackDown that was considered in the running.
I'm not huge on... Here's what I wouldn't mind. You've mentioned before the possibility of a Becky Lynch heel turn, right?
Yeah.
I'm totally against that.
All right.
I don't think the crowd would buy it. I really don't. I don't think they would want that. I don't think they'd buy it. What I would totally be into is not necessarily a Becky Lynch heel turn, not a proper heel turn, but Becky Lynch aiming for the gold.
Yeah.
Not being cheating. Well,
I think more than a Becky Lynch heel turn, I really want to see a program between Charlotte and Becky.
Whatever motivates that's
fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's interesting.
Right, exactly. I wouldn't mind, like, you know, the spirit of competition thing that just gets heated.
Mm-hmm.
That gets, you know, really heated.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the crowd, and just let the crowd decide at that point. You know? And man, if they have like a kick ass match at Mania and Becky goes over, that crowd would eat it up hardcore.
Yeah,
as opposed to if she was, oh, I'm bad guy Becky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As for the rest of the women's division on SmackDown, they really need to get away from having the 6 women tag matches.
Let's have like a, yeah, I know.
But I think more than any division on SmackDown, the women's division needs the shakeup. They need some fresh talent. They need some trades.
Yeah, but here's
Sasha or Bayley over.
Here's the thing, though. I don't disagree in theory, but like we saw what just happened when they brought over 3 brand new people. Creative has no idea what to do.
No, I know. Zero clue. The issue is that
it's not that the talent needs to be shuffled.
Well, as you said earlier,
it's that creative.
Maybe just bringing in some new talent would inspire some new ideas.
Maybe
make things a bit more interesting.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, yeah, if you bring in top flight talent, like if you bring like a Bayley or a Sasha Banks, maybe. Let's see here.
Cody Miles, if you had to pick one stipulation to create a new wild card finals around SmackDown, what would it be?
Oh,
he wants to see the return of the scramble match. 5 men, 20 minutes, unlimited pinfalls. Whoever has the last pin is the winner.
Can we please make that as a custom match?
Yeah, man.
The scramble match? What is it? Is that a real thing?
5 men, 20 minutes, unlimited pinfalls.
5 men, 20 minutes, unlimited pinfalls, unlimited finishers. Can we make that in 2K18?
Let's try to do that. That's a good idea.
The scramble.
Wild card scramble.
Wild card scramble.
Wild scramble finals.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah, whatever that is, let's do that.
That's a great idea. I like that. That's fantastic.
Not here for rest holds. Does the lack of focus on WWE's part make it feel like the Rumble isn't as important this year? He says, I don't feel as excited about it as years past. Oh, man. I don't know. No, I don't think so. I mean, because my thing is this. I'm pretty sure leading up to the Rumble, we were positive Roman Reigns was going to win. But then he didn't. It was Orton.
Yeah.
I don't remember my reaction to that.
I think we were more focused on the fact that they had Reigns come out last to get Orton the face heat for his victory that otherwise might not have been there had he eliminated somebody else.
Yeah. No, I'll be honest, I'm always excited for the Rumble. I'm excited for the Women's Rumble. We get 2 Rumbles this year.
I know, it should be a lot of fun.
We're going to have a kick-ass takeover the night before, so that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm cool with it. I'm good with it. I like all the matches that are going to happen. Has the build been great? Maybe not, but...
Dan Olding, hey friend, knows a lot of people speculate that Reigns' road to Mania is via Elimination Chamber, allowing a SmackDown superstar to win the Rumble.
Yeah.
What do you think about them pulling something similar in the Women's Rumble, having Asuka not win the Rumble, but instead win the first Women's Elimination Chamber?
Oh.
That could happen, I guess.
That could happen.
That would necessitate either Ronda Rousey or Becky Lynch winning the Women's Rumble then.
Do you really think they put Ronda Rousey on SmackDown for a SmackDown build?
If they want her to have a match against Charlotte, then yes.
Right, yeah. I don't know if that would be the thing. That'd be smart.
It would be.
But then, wait a second. I don't know, man. I don't know if that makes any sense, though. What, Ronda Rousey's going to win the women's championship? She's not going to job to Charlotte.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I don't know. I get the feeling Ronda Rousey's not going to be... She might be there, like, ringside or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I just get the feeling they're not going to do that.
Yeah, that's kind of my take, too.
Yeah.
I fully expect to have a match at Mania, but I would be surprised if it was for a championship. immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then you're faced with the kind of the catch 22. Well, if she wins.
Right, exactly.
Then she has to defend that title. Yeah. She has to be around on a regular basis, which I don't know if she's going to do.
Right, right.
But at the same time, unless she's just doing it for the experience, I don't know if she'd want to, you know, show up only to lose her first match.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So.
I don't know, man.
Who knows?
One more question, then we'll do some trivia. We need a new trivia stack of trivia.
We really do need new trivia questions. Cards.
What a great question. From the Fashion Police informant Gary James. Sammy won with the Blue Thunderbomb. Power rank moves by wrestlers that should win matches but never do. The Deep Six.
Yeah, I would say
why
that
is
too.
The Deep Six not a finishing move?
Yeah, that's
it's
a good
just
call.
A signature move.
It's a good call.
Honestly, any power bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever anybody does a power bomb, that should win. And it, you know, doesn't always.
Asuka's won with the kick to the head before.
Yeah.
But not regularly.
I like that, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Ruby Riott's finisher. Isn't it just like she just falls down and she's kicking somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not huge on that. I don't know why I brought that up. I just remembered it.
I wonder if Okada has ever won a match with a tombstone versus...
A jumping tombstone should be a finisher. That should finish off everybody. That's like the leg drop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The leg drop.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it you don't immediately go for a pin after a leg drop? Every time you do a leg drop,
go for the pin.
You might get some of that Hogan magic.
Could be.
You don't know what his,
I wonder
what his
if,
magic was.
Kenny Omega's won matches with his knee before.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
I'm guessing so.
I mean, he essentially won that match against Evil. Didn't
yeah,
he?
But yeah, in the end, he still put him up for a one-winged angel.
Yeah, I know. And he cradled his head like a little baby as much as he could.
It's professional, man.
God bless Kenny Omega. All right, man. Let's do this chat stuff.
It's entirely possible. No, not chat stuff. Just trivia.
Trivia. After
trivia
this, we
comes
do chat
the post
trivia.
Show.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if you've had these cards before. We'll find out. Start with Attitude Era first. In what city was the controversial screw job match?
The Famouser does. Oh, well, the Famouser was a finisher for. I'm sorry. Slanderous Mambo said Famouser.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a finisher for one guy.
Yeah.
But then Dolph uses it. He does. That's not a finisher for him.
No.
It should be.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite moves
move.
Of all time.
It's a good move. It's kind of like a leg drop.
What era?
I did Attitude. I already asked you a question.
You always do it chronologically.
In what city was the controversial screwjob match? I'm not going to read the rest of the question. Cause it's
it was in Montreal.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Toronto. It was the Toronto screwjob. Who beat The Rock for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania 14, only to have the decision reversed?
Ken Shamrock.
Very good. We've had this card before, but that's okay.
No, I knew that one anyways. What superstar defeated The Rock for the WWE Championship in a 60-minute Iron Man match at Judgment Day 2000?
Judgment Day 2000. It was a Rock Iron Man match. Triple H?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What manager, while dressed as a woman named Hervina, became the first man to win the WWE Women's Championship in January of 2000?
Harvey Whippleman.
Very good.
What was the name of the biker faction with members Crush, Chain, Skull, and 8-Ball that terrorized WWE rings in the late 90s?
Yeah, that was the... oh, crap. I know this. Oh, what was it? DOA.
Yeah. Disciples of Apocalypse.
Apocalypse, yeah. What diva was known as the... I swear we just did this like the other day. The Billion Dollar Princess.
Oh, that's Steph.
Yeah.
What superstar put his mask up against Chris Jericho's Intercontinental Championship in a high-stakes match at Extreme Rules 2009?
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Who among Randy Orton, JBL, Batista, and Rey Mysterio was the sole survivor from Team SmackDown from the Survivor Series 2005 match?
Oh, my gosh.
Team Raw. So you have Orton, JBL, Batista, and Rey Mysterio. Who was the sole
Batista.
Survivor? No, Randy Orton.
Damn. That's a tough one.
That was tough.
What last-minute substitution won the championship scramble for the World Heavyweight Championship?
Break the world down! Poor CM Punk. Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. Who did John Cena defeat in a TLC match at Unforgiven 2006 to win back the WWE Championship?
Kurt Angle.
On this day, damn. I see clearly.
Man, I'm not doing too well.
I'd like to hear Neil Diamond sing that song.
You hear he's got Parkinson's?
Yeah, that's a bummer, man.
Totally. Who served two lengthy terms as general manager of SmackDown from 2004 to 2008 and then 2009 to 2012?
SmackDown, well, was one of two people. The Teddy Long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow, perfect. Girl. Perfect for Steve.
Perfect six. Final question.
Yeah,
to get to four. What diva went on to place third in the second season of Dancing with the Stars?
Stacey Keibler.
Very good.
I got
she
four.
Also dated the lovely George Clooney.
That is correct.
Yeah. What does Stacey Keibler and Calamity Jane have in common? They both dated George Clooney.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Calamity Jane from Deadwood. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Robin something. I get two cards.
Two.
Where are the new cards?
They're over there somewhere. Just take two of those, and you can trade them out later.
I'll trade them out. What is this crap? Oh, that's a nice one. Trish Stratus looking like $1 million right there. And Miss Jacqueline. Maybe I'll keep these cards. Quality wrestlers.
Yes.
Anyways, that's it for the show today.
Patrons, stay tuned for chat trivia. I got the cards right
ooh,
here.
Oh, we got to choose their prizes, too. Hilton, can you do the music thing? Thanks, Hilton. There's some music for you.
Music.
Anyways, thanks for watching. Really appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.